Grace and peace to you. Amen. We've just finished Christmas. We've taken down the tree, but we're still unwrapping the gift of Jesus, still unpacking what God looks like when God shows up on earth. And with the Epiphany, God's revelation, the spotlight shines brighter and brighter on who God is for us. The Gospel of Mark, the gospel we will be hearing from throughout this year in Cycle B, begins with the beginning of the good news of Jesus. What God looks like when God shows up is all about Jesus. The good news of God is Jesus. And what we see today is Jesus' baptism. But this baptism is not for the faint of heart. It's not all cute babies in white lace. It's much more dangerous than that. Genesis says, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters." You see, the waters were chaos, dangerous. They needed taming by God. Well, the baptismal waters in the Jordan are dangerous too. A watery tomb. Jesus' ministry will begin in that watery tomb. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Mark says, and there too is chaos. A hairy, wild John, and a baptism not for the faint of heart, gives us glimpses of chaos. Take a look at the website, the one that you saw coming in, called The Work of the People. On that website, click on the video of river baptisms. You see folks leaning back as they plunge into the waters, heads going underneath, only after then, gently brought back up by helpers standing near. One after another, down in the water they go, and you hear voices singing, "Oh, children, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Oh, children, let's go down, down in the river to pray." But what really hits you is the caption underneath the video, which reads, "When we're lowered into the waters, it's like the burial of Jesus. When we're raised, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Never again will death have the last word," says the caption. Yes, it hits you then. This is what God looks like when God shows up. God is about conquering death, humankind's greatest enemy. God is doing something new with the waters, and God is doing something new with Jesus Christ. Some have asked, why does Jesus' ministry begin with a baptism? Not because he needs cleaning, not because he needs forgiveness. Jesus is God. Perhaps it begins with the baptism of Jesus because baptism is a death. And it really looks scary when it's in a river. And Jesus' ministry is all about death from start to finish. Are we surprised? For so long, God's people cried, Oh, that the heavens would tear open and God would come down. Today, in the Gospel of Mark, we hear just that. Some of our English translations use the word, the heavens opened. And when he came out of the water, he immediately saw the heavens open. But Mark actually uses, and we did today, the word torn apart, schizo. Mark will tell us that God tears open the curtain in the temple on Good Friday with that same word, torn open, schizo. My old New Testament professor, Don Jewell, at Luther Seminary used to say, he said this often, what's been torn apart cannot be put back together again. God is on the loose. Try putting those sheets of paper back together again. The same can be said at the end of the Gospel of Mark. God has conquered death, and Jesus is on the loose. But that's for another Sunday. What does all this mean for us? What are we to do with this? Could it be that the Christian life is a life lived in the midst of chaos, in the river? And could it be that God is a part of that chaos? What's been torn apart cannot be put back together again. If God has torn open the heavens and entered our world, and as Christians, this is what we believe, then God is on the loose in our world. Like Jesus, who was sent out into the desert with the wild beasts, we are sent out into the chaos of our world. From time to time, Christians have followed, going out to literally, in some cases, to meet up with the wild beasts. But there have been just as many times when we have cloistered in monasteries and places of safety. During these years of recession, we have, the church, been tempted again, along with everyone else in the world, to pull back, scurry off to a safe haven. But there is no reason to suspect that God has done that. God's track record is to stand face to face with chaos and sacrifice all for the sake of us all. God continues to be on the loose. The heavens are torn open. As your interim pastor, I continue to hold the mirror up to you. As you remember your baptism today, you too are reminded that you have entered the watery tomb of death through your baptism. And because Jesus Christ has been raised, you too will be raised. What would it look like for Union Lu to go into the deep waters of baptism, letting go of all attachments? For death really is the ultimate letting go of all attachments. Letting go of attachments to the congregation's beginning as a campus ministry agency. Letting go of the attachments to the legacy of beloved pastors. Letting go of the attachments to a beautiful building. Letting go to the attachments of your own individual securities. And to be gently guided up to the surface, looking to God for the hope and future, and not determining that future by your own wants and desires. What would that look like? Where would God lead you? This is not the church of Pastor Cindy. This is not the church of Pastor Don. This is not the church of individuals. This is the church of Jesus Christ, in whose name we are baptized. The Christian life is lived in the midst of chaos. God is doing something new with you. We're tempted to manage God as we attempt to manage ourselves and our worries, but God will not be managed. God is on the loose. And God will use you to do God's will in this place. You can be certain of that. For there is no closing up what God has torn open. Amen.